I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, December 12th. A neighborhood market in Quincy has agreed to stop selling illegally imported meats or else face federal violations. The U.S. Attorney's Office says the Quincy Convenience Store on Brook Street in Wollaston repeatedly sold illegally imported meat, meat food products, poultry, and poultry products from China. Officials say the illegal products were misbranded and non-inspected, undermining the integrity of the food safety system and putting public health at risk. Owners Wei Zhang and Kun Yong Lu have entered into an agreement with the federal government to stop selling the illegal food products and allow unannounced spot inspections. The agreement also allows inspectors to review the store's business records. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says during its last inspection, officials found 440 pounds of non-federally inspected and misbranded meat, including 34 pounds of meat and poultry illegally imported from China. An 18-year-old injured in a head-on crash in Braintree last week has died. Alexia Nixon from Weymouth died at Boston Medical Center Tuesday night. She was a passenger in an SUV that was struck by an alleged drunk driver in a pickup truck just before 1 a.m. on December 1st on Union Street near McCusker Drive. The pickup is believed to have crossed the median and hit the SUV going the other way head-on. The 18-year-old driver of the SUV and another passenger in his vehicle were also hospitalized but are expected to survive. The driver of the pickup, 39-year-old Ryan Gorman of Holbrook, was also hospitalized following the crash and was arraigned from his hospital bed the next day, pleading not guilty to three counts of driving under the influence of alcohol, causing serious bodily injury, one count of driving negligently so as to endanger, and one count of failing to drive within Mark Lanes. He is free on $5,000 bail pending his next court date on January 2nd. Experts are investigating after a dead humpback whale washed ashore on a beach in Plymouth. The whale was found dead Tuesday morning on Bayside Beach. It's not yet known what caused its death. The Whale and Dolphin Conservation conducted an internal exam on Tuesday on the dead whale. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is working with the group on possible next steps. NOAA reminded people to maintain a safe distance from all marine animals and to report any stranded marine mammals and sea turtles to a hotline at 866-755-6622. Plymouth has been a popular destination for humpback whales in the past. In the summer of 2022, whales were regularly appearing close to Manomet Points. The sighting drew boaters to the area. A man on shore snapped photographs as a humpback whale breached and landed on a bow of a boat several hundred yards offshore. After several close calls that summer, local, state, and federal agencies issued a warning to boaters, asking them to use caution in the area. This past summer, a mother humpback whale was rescued after becoming tangled in fishing gear off the coast. That whale, known to the Center for Coastal Studies as Mud Skipper, was accompanied by her 7-month-old calf when she became entangled by 150 feet of rope. And in August, a young humpback whale was spotted in Boston Harbor, posing potential delays to MBTA ferry routes. More than 600 concession workers at Boston's TD Garden are considering a strike after months of unsuccessful contract negotiations. The workers at the home of the Celtics and Bruins are slated to meet on Sunday to vote for a strike authorization. Negotiations have been ongoing with TD Garden management since early July, and the workers' contract expired in August. Despite operating as the sixth most profitable arena in North America, the union says TD Garden management has claimed that they can't afford any increased commission rates. Delaware North, the owners of the TD Garden, provided a statement saying they are fully committed to negotiating in good faith with the United Food and Commercial Workers to reach a fair agreement for our team members while upholding our exceptional service standards and avoiding event interruption at TD Garden. The garden attracts millions of visitors annually for various sporting events, concerts, and other performances. A former Patriots head coach, Bill Belichick, has finalized a deal to become the new head coach at the University of North Carolina. UNC confirmed the news last night, announcing a 5-year contract for the football legend. Talks between the 8-time Super Bowl champion reportedly intensified yesterday, with ESPN reporting that the ball was in Belichick's court when it came to joining the Tar Heels. Among the final sticking points, reportedly his salary, a potential role for his son Steve Belichick, and the school's commitment to the proper resources for deals and Belichick's staffing requests. The 72-year-old Belichick is heading into uncharted waters when it comes to his new role at Chapel Hill. Well, his resume speaks for itself. It'll mark the first collegiate coaching position he's ever taken in a career of football spanning nearly 50 years. Wreaths Across America, whose year-long mission is to remember the fallen, honor those who serve, and teach our children the value of freedom, is announcing its theme for this year, Live with Purpose. Each year, millions of volunteers and patriots gather at local, state, and national cemeteries across all 50 states and abroad to pay tribute to the nation's service members and their families. This year's theme, Live with Purpose, draws inspiration from the stories of volunteers whose impactful work in their communities is a beacon of inspiration. This is the 7th year City of Quincy is participating. Volunteers will place more than 7,300 wreaths in 7 cemeteries across the city this Saturday. Volunteers will start at Pine Hill Cemetery beginning at 10:30 and at Mount Wollaston Cemetery beginning at noon. Wreaths will also be placed on veterans' graves at the Snug Harbor, Hall Place, Hancock, Christ Church, and Sailor's Home Pond cemeteries. Employees from the Norfolk County Sheriff's Office delivered and donated 150 toys to children in the care of the Department of Children and Families as part of the nonprofit organization Wonder Fund. Over the past few weeks, staff of the Sheriff's Office had picked out ornaments from a giving tree filled with the wishes of 150 children in the DCF. Employees had joined the charity caravan and made their way to DCF's Braintree Center to donate the toys. The Friends of Wollaston Beach will be holding their annual Dick Herbert Memorial Toy Drive this evening. You are invited from 6:30 to 8:30 to the Break Rock Brewing Company on Victory Road at Marina Bay for the Friends of Wollaston Beach Holiday Open House and Toy Drive. The toys will be new and unwrapped and be distributed to needy children by Interfaith Social Services of Quincy. A check of business news this morning, and stocks are mixed. The Dow was down 99. The NASDAQ rose 347, and the S&P is up 49. Shares mostly higher. In Asia, the dollar slipped, the euro rose, and oil at $70 a barrel. In sports, Celtics are home tonight against the Pistons at 7:30. Bruins on the road in Seattle at 10. The National Weather Service forecast for today, partly cloudy, still breezy and brisk with a high of 41 degrees, clear tonight, low 35. Tomorrow, mainly sunny and cold, the high of 33. Same thing Saturday, sunny and a high of 34, and sunny on Sunday with a high 37. The marine forecast today, 2-foot waves, west winds 15 to 20, still gusting to 30 knots, high tide 8:04 a.m. Sunrise 7:03. Sets 4:11. Traffic note, 4 River Bridge scheduled to open today at 11:45 a.m. and tomorrow at 8 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, December 12th.